This is SportsCenter.
Nick DeLuca, good Sunday morning. Fourth round action at Wimbledon this morning. Afternoon across the pond. First final four seed Jessica Pegula advances in three sets against Iva Jovic, 4-6, 6-3, and 6-1. Third set between Karolina Muchova and Barbora Krejcikova. Muchova winning the first set 7-5. Krejcikova winning the second set 7-5. Muchova winning the first game on serve in set number three. On the men's side, Novak Djokovic winning sets one and two against Roman Safiulin, 7-6 in a tiebreak, and then 6-3 in set two on serve, 2-2 in set number three. Coverage continues all tournament long on ESPN TV. World Cup round of 16 continues. Two more matches today. Brazil, Norway, 4 Eastern, England, and Mexico in Mexico City at 8 Eastern. U.S. men's national team winner go home tomorrow against Belgium in Seattle. No Flo Balogun because of the red card. Tommy Smith says it's a big loss.
Balogun is going to be a huge loss. Pochettino has done a great job at U.S. He's done a fantastic job. And, now he has to go even further. Who does he use as the man to score the goal? Because Balogun leads that line like nobody else could lead it. He's big, he's strong, and it's a great story. I mean, his...
Elsewhere in the NBA, Basketball Hall of Famer Patrick Ewing joining the Wizards coaching staff as an assistant to Brian Keith.
Hey, it's Michelle Smallman, and coming up Monday, we'll get you ready for the biggest moment in U.S. men's soccer history as they get ready to face Belgium in the round of 16. It's on Sportsmanlike, 6 a.m. Eastern, right here on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, and ESPNU.
Listening to 103.7 The Buzz, Central Arkansas's home for the Hogs, KABZ-FM, Little Rock.
This is Matt and Myron on ESPN Radio.
And at guard, 6'4", from Kentucky,
Matt Jones.
The level of fireworks in my neighborhood, I've been here a long time, was unlike anything I'd ever heard. It sounded like I was in a war documentary or something, and it was coming through the microphone. I called the non-emergency number.
See, wait a minute. Called the police.
I did.
On people shooting fireworks.
It wasn't normal fireworks. It was like M80s. It was dynamite. There were grenades.
Myron Metcalf.
At one point, I think I heard a bazooka. There was a missile launcher. My neighborhood shouldn't sound like a documentary on Nam. It shouldn't sound like I'm taking enemy fire in my neighborhood, in my living room.
One person writes, Matt, does he go up to little kids with lemonade stands and ask to see their permits?
Don't say that. Y'all are taking it too far.
Randy in North Carolina.
Myron, what in the world? I can't believe it.
Matt and Myron on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
It's Matt Myron here on ESPN Radio. World Cup update is now brought to you by Gusto. Gusto's your small business partner for payroll, benefits, and so much more. Get started for free at gusto.com. The United States plays Belgium Monday. Some are saying it's the biggest game in U.S. men's soccer history, but Meyer and I are not experts, although we have both gotten into the World Cup quite a bit. But Kendra Day St. Aubin of Apple TV, who does a Major League Soccer analyst, is. Kendra, so I'll ask you that question. In the sort of U.S. men's national team history, is this the biggest game Monday that they have ever had?
I think it's the biggest game they've ever had because of the quality of the team and being on home soil. It feels like there's a higher expectation. The knockout round and the round of 16 is nothing new for this United States team. That's not uncharted territory, but I think the expectation is so much higher. So this is going to be a massive opportunity for them to take hold of the whole energy that's going on about this World Cup and about this men's national team in North America. So yes, I would agree with you 100%. This is the biggest game in men's national team history for the U.S.
We've got Florin Balogun, who's out, our best player, gets the red card. First, what did you think about the red card, and what impact will his absence have on the match against Belgium?
Well, first of all, the red card was absolute BS. I had to fight
anybody. Yes, tell them about it, Kendra.
I mean, if you can find someone anywhere in the world that thinks that that was a straight red, then, you know, I don't even know what. They might need to be held accountable, but that was not a red and maybe a yellow at best. I think that ref was on the struggle bus from the second he stepped on the field. He should have handed out a few more yellows to kind of get control of the game. And to go straight red on that, it was just absolutely ridiculous. And then when people started screenshotting that Messi, you know, cleat to the back of the Achilles, in the first match of the tournament when Argentina was playing Algeria and he didn't even get a yellow for it. There were so many things wrong with that. But I do think Florian Balogun is the United States leading scorer, but I don't know that he's like the best player on the team. And I think they'll miss him, but I think this is going to be a moment for Ricardo Pepi to, you know, pick up some of the slack and get the focus back on him from that number nine. He's a completely different player. But then again, it's about the midfield. It's the way Mauricio Pochettino has his team actually believing in the group more than the individual. I don't know. I think we might be seeing a country road, you know, John Denver post-game.
Okay,
can I
just say something about the country road thing? All right. I like that we have a moment. But why did we pick that song? That song is it's a beautiful song, but like it's about a different, it's only about one state. It's not about the whole country. Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA is right there for everyone to do. When did we just decide Country Roads was America's song? When did that happen?
Well, first of all, just like take out the West Virginia part, you know, just sub in your own state, you know, like, you know, USA, like, yeah. Words.
New
there,
York, Mount Mama. It doesn't work quite as well.
I know. I'm not a huge country music fan either, but I'm sure John Denver, maybe a little more wholesome than a Miley Cyrus. He's okay. Smiling down on us from heaven that his song is being played as the anthem. And, you know, the lyrics are a little more easy for everybody to latch on to. So I agree. It wasn't probably going to be my first choice, but... I'll, or like, you know, what's that other song where it's like, is it the Eagles, you know, traveling, you know, and then it's like you hit a bunch of states, you know.
Johnny Cash does that. I've been everywhere.
Yes,
man.
I mean, yes. I'm all for Johnny Cash as well, but I agree. This one, the point is John Denver smiling down on us from heaven, and it's gonna be a good day, I think, in Seattle to play Belgium in this next round.
All right, I'm going to give you – it's easy to get excited about the World Cup, and I have, and Myron has, and I think most Americans. Let me give you kind of the cynic's point of view, and you tell me if it's wrong. A cynic could say, look, Matt, yes, they've looked good in these games, but they beat a Paraguay team they were supposed to beat. They beat an Australia team that they were supposed to beat. They actually lost to Turkey. Granted, they didn't play their best guys, but they lost. And then they played a Bosnia team that they were supposed to beat. This game against Belgium is really the first time they're playing a team that they weren't supposed to beat. So I'm going to wait and get excited when they win this. They've made it to this spot many times. They made it against Belgium 8 years ago. Everybody just slow down. If you were to hear that, what would your response be?
Well, I'd say first and foremost, I don't know that there's a whole lot of games in this tournament or teams in this tournament that anybody is supposed to beat. Because we could talk about Cape Verde until we're blue in the face. You know, the Blue Sharks putting on a show against Argentina. I agree with you that normally we as Americans look at sports and we're like, this is who you're supposed to be. This is who you're, you know, we say that all the time. It's like a 16 beating a 1 in an NCAA tournament. You know, it just very rarely happens, if ever. And all you can do is play the game in front of you. That's why I think this is the most important game for the U.S. team, is because, yes, Bosnia-Herzegovina is a team that you should beat. Belgium, on the other hand, just laid down the hammer on you in March and beat you 5-2. A completely different setting, a completely different energy, a completely different momentum and vibe around this team. So they will play more of the underdog, I think, in this game. And they will maybe welcome that, where it's taking a little bit of the pressure off and they can be more comfortable in that role. But I do think this team, this game will be the game that gets everybody believing long-term in what this U.S. team can do. Do I think they're going to win the World Cup? No, I don't. But do I think that they should win this game against Belgium? Absolutely. And we look at, I mean, you just talked about the U.S. is supposed to beat Paraguay. France barely beat Paraguay last night.
Yeah, but they played dirty. Paraguay was being dirty in that game. That was rude of them.
You got to come to the show knowing what you're going to get.
Yep.
You know, it's like that's you got to show up for the right opponent in the right way. It's not going to be a beautiful game. You got to not, you know, it's just a different kind of soccer, and you got to be able to handle that. So I do agree with you. This is the game that's going to set the tone and set the bar moving forward. But I don't know that there are a lot of games in this tournament that you can look at in this in these opponents and say, well, they were supposed to win that. They should have done this. They should have done that because everybody has been quality in this tournament. Every country has stepped up and shown out. You know, Spain in that first game drawing 0-0 against Cape Verde. Then Paraguay, you know, only losing 1-0 to France in the next round. Teams making it through that the expectation was maybe low, but they're showing up. So that's why you play the game. And I'm still waiting for you guys to ask me about Ronaldo's penalty kick versus Messi being the greatest player in the world of all time.
Ronaldo.
Well, I think Messi is proving a point. So I've been all over. I've been watching, you know, U.S. watch parties. I've been with Japanese and Brazilian fans. And just this feels to me different compared to past World Cups, just in terms of how attached we are as casual fans to this event. Why is that? Why is this different?
Well, because it's on our soil in North America. So I think we're really getting the opportunity to show people what this country is about. And you guys tell me, how many videos have you seen on social media, if not witnessing it yourself at these watch parties, of people having a preconceived notion of what their experience was going to be coming here, and then just completely the American fans, the United States, North America, embracing everybody that's shown up and them embracing us and the cultures that we have and really getting to dive into what is Texas? What is Houston? What is that? Not everybody's just going to New York and L.A. And nothing against New York and L.A., but a lot of visitors that come to this country, they have certain ideas of like, well, I'm going to go to the biggest cities. This is like, you're in Kansas City, for goodness sakes. You know, where's the best barbecue? What am I eating? So I just feel like there is a different level of appreciation for fans that are coming here and making the trip, and vice versa, those fans embracing the whole United States and not just what they're getting fed in whatever country they live in about the media and about, you know, politics and things like that. So I don't know. I've been preaching to everybody that I know, like, if you can't make it to a game, go to a watch party. You are going to love it. You're going to embrace it. You're going to be surrounded by happiness and joy. The security guys and women at these watch parties, they don't have to, like, head on a swivel. They're like, oh, everybody's having fun. Everybody's cordial. Everybody's respectful. Looking around, it's just, it's been next level. And I'm so happy that it's gone this way, because I think it does everybody a whole lot of good in the whole world. You know, it's like we're on singing Kumbaya over here. Maybe that should be the anthem that we sing.
Roads, which is much worse. Kendra, thank you very much. Great stuff. Kendra Day, St. Aubin, Apple TV, MLS analyst. Enjoy the game Monday, and we will talk to you soon.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend.
I went
spot on.
The watch party's been amazing. I mean, they had a watch party in Louisville. In downtown, there were thousands of people there. Like, it's crazy
incredible
to see. It's been awesome. Hopefully it continues on Monday. We will talk more about the World Cup. We also hit LeBron. And, you know, there's a lot of other stuff, including we're going to have a former Wildcat here. It's a lot. It's the next to last Sunday show of Matt Myron here on ESPN Radio.
Coming up on the Monday edition of Unsportsmanlike with Evan Cohen, Chris Canty, and me, Michelle Smallman, we'll get you ready for the biggest moment in U.S. men's soccer history as they get ready to face Belgium in the round of 16. It's Unsportsmanlike, 6 a.m. Eastern, right here on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, and ESPNU.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 1-800-983-6530. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-983-6530 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 1-800-983-6530 right now to schedule your vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-983-6530 now. This advertisement is paid for by Heritage for the Blind.
If you're having an event or starting on a construction project, you can't forget sanitation. Make Arkansas Portable Toilets part of the plan. They offer a complete line of portable sanitation products for events, large or small, and for the construction industry. Their inventory includes hand wash stations, handicap accessible restrooms, and luxurious air-conditioned restroom trailers, as well as roll-off dumpsters of all sizes. Arkansas Portable Toilets has the finest in the market, and they're so easy to work with. Arkansas Portable Toilets, 501-406-0456.
Arkansas's best Chevy dealers presents Kevin Bohannon each week on Drive Time Sports with Randy Rainwater and Rick Schaefer on 103.7 The Buzz. Chevrolet, together. Let's drive.
Old number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant and their 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their huge selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Flyway Brewing. Weekdays in the Zone, where we'll break down what you should be watching and listening for on The Buzz every day during the work week. Flyway Brewing, fresh beer starts here. Follow the migration. And the Little Rock location is now open in Breckenridge Village. Find out more about all they have to offer at flywaybrewing.com.
This is Larry Culpepper, the inventor of the college football playoff. When I'm in Arkansas, I always listen to 103.7 The Buzz.
We know who you are.
Ice
and
cold,
we welcome
Dr.
all
Pepper.
Of you. Make that most of you on 103.7 The Buzz.
Loosen my load here with Matt Myron on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. It is a lot going on, but there's sometimes things that we don't talk about that need attention. That's why we do Sunday headlines.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
The Sunday headlines.
Let's get started. What's up first, Renee?
All righty. So, how much fog would it take for you to consider it to be too foggy?
A lot, and it felt like when I watched that baseball game last night, we were headed there.
Yeah, so Cubs and Cardinals, that series is being played at the friendly confines this weekend at Wrigley Field, and let's just say the weather gods missed a July 4th memo. The game was delayed by an hour due to rain, and the fog that rolled in after made conditions much worse. In the bottom of the sixth, Cardinals catcher Pedro Páez attempted to challenge a ball call. Turns out that the ABS system does have limitations, as fog actually disrupted the system and the umpire's call of ball stood, and the Cardinals lost the challenge due to ABS not being operational.
Sometimes fog gets in your way. If you live in a foggy area, I don't think I've ever seen that much fog in a baseball game. But, you know, they had that famous Bears game many years ago where it was so foggy they played and you couldn't see it. I enjoy it. I like when weather becomes part of the elements of a game. Myron, if I'm correct, you don't. You think everything should be indoors.
Yeah, put a dome on everything. You avoid all this. We shouldn't be dealing with the elements in American sports.
That's such a ridiculous
thing. If we're going to deal with it, yeah, fog's the worst. I'd rather drive through a torrential downpour than thick fog.
Is it that you just think it's spooky? Have you seen the new Apple TV show, Widow's Bay? The whole point is fog comes in and then mysterious things happen.
I haven't gotten to that one.
It's really good. By the way, I would say it's the best show of the year so far, Widow's Bay on Apple TV.
And it's about fog?
well, it's not about fog. It's like a creepy show, but the fog comes in, and that's when the, you know, mysterious stuff happens.
Fog is scary to drive through. I'd rather drive through a, you know, really bad storm than fog, for sure.
Yeah. So I it's interesting to see. ABS has limitations. I do think ABS has been an amazing addition.
Overall,
when you're at the stadium and they challenge a pitch, that 10 seconds between when you see it, everyone gets so excited, and it gets so I'm a big fan of it. What's next?
All right. It's been really hot in the Northeast. I mean, really,
it's been really,
really
hot everywhere. You all in the Northeast act like the only things that happen in America happen in the Northeast. This drives me crazy. Everybody in New York and in Connecticut, they're like, oh, it's so hot. Have you been to where Myron and I live? It's been 150 degrees the last few days.
No one knows. Been, Renee?
But then when it's hot in New York, then everybody gets, all right, I'm sorry.
Well, it's been 151 degrees.
Okay, sure it has.
I mean, Thursday and Friday just felt like
it was honestly, I felt like I was home. I felt like I was in North Carolina. Like it wasn't, I kept giving Renee all kinds of
crap. You all realized that it was hot here before it was hot there. Like it moved through us and came to you. You're not the first people that had heat.
Yeah, but I didn't feel it until it rolled my way. So, which made it, you know, really, really hot. First of all, I hate the heat. I can't stand this weather. It makes me really mad.
I'm with you. So what is your point about the heat? What's the story?
So Pittsburgh Pirates relief pitcher Johan Ramirez decided that jogging from the bullpen to the mound would be too much work in 102-degree heat. So he decided to make good use of the bullpen cart at Nationals Park to avoid that extra step. He went on to pitch one inning, giving up three walks and one hit. Too damn lazy.
Do you think it's fair or foul to take the bullpen cart to come in instead of jogging in? This used to be a thing everybody did.
I cut you from my team. You did that. I mean, what kind of toughness is that? If you can't walk in a little bit of heat? We act like we don't have access to modern technology and water bottles and fans and all this stuff. You can't play for me.
You want him to take a fan out there with him while he pitches?
I'm just saying, you can
have
walk.
Have a box fan.
Stop overdoing it. You can walk.
Yeah, and also, Washington, D.C., I guess it's technically on the East Coast, but very far down from the whole country's had to deal with this heat wave.
Summer.
It's summer.
Act like summer surprised us every doggone year? Like, why do we act like we didn't know that all of a sudden in June, July, and August, it was going to get hot? Why do we do that?
It's like daylight savings. Everybody acts shocked when it comes around.
It's literally 3 to 4 months in every place in the entire country where it's going to be 90, 100 degrees.
That's way too long.
Oh, my goodness. Did y'all hear about next week? It's supposed to be hot. What did you expect? How long have y'all been alive?
No, 2 degrees is way worse than 92 degrees.
I can't stand it. I can't stand it. The heat stuff. Yes, it's hot for 3 to 4 months. Everywhere.
That's 3 to 4 months that I'll be sweating, and I hate it. I can't stand it.
It's summer.
That's why it's an abomination.
What's next? You all, this talking about the temperature is like the epitome of old person talk.
Just can't take it, man.
What's worse, Myron hating fireworks or us talking about the weather?
Both. What's next?
So the World Cup craze continues, obviously, with the knockout stages of the World Cup here in the United States and in Mexico and also in Canada. But this time, the Australians have taken over Walmart.
I like this video. So what? Explain to me, why did they go to Walmart? They just wanted to watch it in the Walmart televisions?
They just... for some reason, they congregated in front of a Walmart and they said, we're going to go in. So in a video that made the rounds on social media, you can see the Aussies, the Australian fans who were in Dallas-Fort Worth for their knockout stage match against Egypt, made their way into a Walmart, chanting, we're going to Walmart, we're going to Walmart. Shortly thereafter, the police came in to disperse the crowd and try to quiet things down. But, yeah.
I like it. I love watching people who get in groups and chant. Depends on what they're chanting about. But I love watching most people who get in groups and chant about things. And the Australians going in Walmart was excellent. You know, when you go to the rest of the world, one of the things that is kind of bizarre, Myron, is they really don't have Walmart equivalents in a lot of places, these sort of mega stores that sell everything. So when they come to America, people are kind of baffled by Walmarts because they just don't have those kinds of things.
Yeah, and I'll also say they went to the right Walmart. Like, the parking lot was paved. Like, it looked pretty nice. Like, all the lines were straight. Like, they didn't go to the Walmart where, like, they got to chase people because they're stealing carts. Like, they didn't go to that Walmart. That's a whole different experience. So they went to the one near the stadium.
Yeah.
So I'm glad they had that experience, but they didn't go to all of them, you know.
When I was growing up, Myron, in Middlesbrough, Kentucky, we became the first town in Kentucky to get a Super Walmart, okay?
That's a big deal.
Which it was a huge deal to us because there was a period of time that for like 2 years, whenever we would go on road trips for our team, our bus driver, when they would meet the people from the other school, would go, "You know we got the first Super Walmart, right?" And he said that like we were, it was the pride of America. We had gotten the first Super Walmart. Yeah, so I do think it is a very American thing to go to Walmart and to see people's pride and joy, which is the Walmart.
Yeah, just give them a list of which ones to go to. That's all I'm saying. I don't think the Australians should just be wandering around and putting that in their GPS. Yes. You could have different experiences depending on where you are. That's all.
All right, quickly, Renee, give me 10 seconds of the next headline.
All right, Darren Peterson and Darius Acuff made their summer league debuts yesterday. Peterson, 28 points. Acuff, 25 on 9 of 29.
We got to talk about Acuff for a second. He took 30 shots, Myron. Is that too many shots for a summer league game?
Not at all. It's summer league. Have fun. We don't know anything. Summer League's not going to tell us anything about these players.
You think 30 shots is reasonable?
Listen, they drafted you with what pick?
That's right. Shoot 30 times.
Who else is taking shots on that team?
I don't even know who's on it. We're going to do more on the World Cup and 30 shots from Matt Myron on ESPN Radio. Oh, we only have 10 more seconds. This is why we're getting a daily show right here. Because I can hit the out every single time.
Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN Radio. Heated rivals face off in Los Angeles. The MLB leading Dodgers face Manny Machado and the San Diego Padres.
Grand slam for Manny Machado!
The coverage begins at 6:30 Eastern with first pitch at 7:20 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
Do you have trouble getting in and out of the bathtub? Are you afraid you'll slip and fall entering or exiting a tub? SafeStep walk-in tubs can transform your bathtub from an area of concern to a calming refuge. Call them today at 1-800-731-4558 and save $1,600. SafeStep walk-in tubs and showers are proudly made in Tennessee and offer an ultra-low step-in, avoiding that difficult climb over a traditional bathtub wall. They also offer a variety of therapeutic benefits that may help soothe your aching muscles and joints, increasing your mobility, boosting your energy, and improving your sleep. SafeStep walk-in tubs are designed to easily fit your existing tub space and are often installed in as little as one day. Just dial 1-800-731-4558 today to save $1,600 and receive a free shower package. That's 1-800-731-4558 for a free no-obligation consultation and to save $1,600. Safe Step walk-in tubs. Safety never felt so good.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
On your way to the Little Rock Airport, business travelers park fast at Expressway Airport Parking. As you park, our shuttle picks you up, and a 60-second ride later, you're at the airport. Download our app and earn rewards. Simply scan the virtual gate pass to enter and scan again to exit. No waiting, and your receipt is emailed to you. Pay less than municipal airport parking at Expressway Airport Parking, left of the airport entrance, next to the Comfort Inn.
At Capital Technology Group, we make your technology our priority. There are so many threats to IT these days, and we're here to help protect your data and devices. We're also by your side when things simply go wrong. whether it's servers crashing or printers breaking. We cover it all for our clients in all types of businesses. And with over 80 years of history in Arkansas, you can trust Capital Technology Group to be your business technology partner. Sign up for a free consultation at captg.com.
More fun and games than an amusement park arcade. 1037 The Buzz, KABZ.
You're listening to 1037 The Buzz, Central Arkansas's home for the Hogs, KABZ FM, Little Rock.
This is SportsCenter.
I'm Nick DeLuca. Good Sunday morning. The action at Wimbledon continues. Fourth round in the men's and women's singles tournament. Couple of finals on the women's side. Number four seed Jessica Pegula rallying from dropping the first set to take down Iva Jovic. 4-6, 6-3, and 6-1. Just gone final. 10 seed Karolina Muchova takes down Barbora Krejcova. 7-5, 5-7, and 6-3. On the men's side, Novak Djokovic taking the first two sets against Roman Safiulin. He dropped the third set, Safiulin winning 6-3, just about to get underway in set number four. Number three seed Felix Auger-Aliassime taking on Alejandro Dedovic Fokina. Aliassime up 5-4, but they are on serve in set number one as the three seed looks to advance. Number one seed Jannik Sinner coming up at 12:30 on center court. Coverage of the tournament continues on ESPN TV. World Cup round of 16 rolls on today. Morocco and France advancing yesterday. Two more matches. Brazil taking on Norway, 4 Eastern MetLife Stadium. Then tonight, 8 Eastern, England and Mexico in Mexico City. The match time staying the same. U.S. men's national team win or go home tomorrow against Belgium in Seattle. In the NBA, Basketball Hall of Famer Patrick Ewing joining the Wizards coaching staff as an assistant.
Hey, it's your resident Super Bowl champ, Chris Candy, coming up Monday, 4th of July, NBA free agency, and of course, Major League Baseball. And I'll react to it all in my Upon Further Review at 7 a.m. Eastern. It's on Sports for Life, weekday mornings at 6, right here on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, and ESPNU.
Here, Matt Jones, Meyer Metcalf, presented by Progressive Insurance. We're on ESPN Radio, and we're ready to go. We're presented by Progressive. Make sure your family's well taken care of with life insurance. Protect your phones, laptops, and more with electronic device insurance. I didn't even know you could do that. And cover your furry friends with pet health insurance. It's the kind of thing Meyer Metcalf has. Pet health insurance from Progressive Insurance. Alejandro Moreno is ESPN soccer analyst, and Alejandro, I think everybody that interviews a soccer person during the World Cup, they're always starting with America. I'm not going to start with America. I'm going to start with the game tonight because I think there's a chance that tonight could be one of the best atmospheres in sports ever. At Stadium Azteca, Mexico, England at night. Is it a chance to be, Alejandro, like one of those spectacles that you remember in sports?
There is a chance. In fact, it may be a spectacle just in the singing of the national anthem of Mexico going on in Estadio Azteca. The environment, the energy in Mexico currently in preparation for this match, everything leads to Mexico thinking and hoping and dreaming of potentially bouncing out one of the favorites coming into the competition in England. And it all seems very straightforward. England coming into Ciudad de Mexico with the altitude, with the smog, with the pollution, could the pretty boys of England withstand and be able to withhold that pressure from Mexico? And it seems as if Mexico feels very strongly about the fact that these guys are not going to be able to handle it, and therefore they look at themselves as a team that could potentially pull the upset tonight.
We've been talking a lot about the World Cup being in America. I think we don't acknowledge enough that it's in Canada and Mexico as well. What is happening in Mexico right now? What does this event mean for that country?
I don't think you can actually put it into words. It's like a everyday ticket tape parade going on in Mexico. Anytime that Mexico plays, in anticipation for the game, there are celebrations. If you are able to see some of the images, let me just tell you, there are celebrations going on outside of the England Hotel.
I've seen it.
Yeah, talk about that, Alejandro. So they're literally like fans outside the England Hotels, like yelling to try to keep them awake, right?
Yeah, they're yelling, they're partying, they're shooting fireworks, they're doing everything they can to play their part. Because here's the thing. While Estadio Azteca is a huge stadium, it's not going to fit all of Ciudad de Mexico in it. And so these fans that are out in front of the Hotel of England, they are playing their own game. They're the number 12th player because they're saying, we're not going to be able to get in the stadium, but somehow we're going to impact this by not allowing England to sleep. And if that means that they're going to be second to a challenge, if that means that they're going to be late to closing down defensively, and that gives one of our guys an opportunity to finish a goal, that means that I, because I kept English players from sleeping, I'm also a Mexican hero. That's the connection that you find right now, is that the people in Mexico are playing their game with the national team, and they feel connected to the national team. It is an energy that I don't think you can explain. You have to live through it, and right now all of Mexico is living through it.
I love it. That sounds awesome. So you mentioned, you said the altitude, the pollution, everything England's going to have to get ready for. I listened to a British podcast during the World Cup, and they were talking about how people say you need like 10 days to get acclimated to Mexico City for the height and the altitude, but that England could not go that far in advance. They also couldn't come the day of. So they're in this middle ground where they stayed 2 days, which may be the worst amount of time. You know better than I. Does the altitude, the pollution, will all that have a big impact?
It'll have an impact, but I think it'll have an impact for both teams. And this is the part that, while it's great to talk about it and say, well, these English guys, they just don't know what altitude is all about. Yeah, maybe so. But if you look at the starting 11 for Mexico, one of the players is Eric Lira, who plays at Cruz Azul, which is based in Ciudad de Mexico, that is actually playing in this environment all day, every day. They have a couple other players that are based out of Guadalajara that is also altitude, but not as high as Mexico City. The rest of the players are not based out of Mexico City. So okay. It's not like they are thriving in this environment. This is not what they do every day. So It's a narrative, it's a rhetoric, it's something that I think Mexico is using to intimidate England, and the media around Mexico is using to intimidate England. I think in the end, this comes down to the quality of players on the field and whether England are not intimidated by the moment, by the atmosphere, by the environment, by the altitude. Altitude is a problem. And let me just tell you, coming from Venezuela, where we go and play in altitude in La Paz in Bolivia, which is, it's the real deal, and you can't breathe, and you can't catch that second wind. That's an issue there. In Mexico, it's an issue, but I think there are times in which this is made out more than it needs to be. I think it's something that Mexico uses to push themselves forward and to believe in a bigger story and to think that they're superior to the teams that are coming into Azteca. If Mexico plays well, the altitude will have something to do with it, but it's not going to be, I don't think, the deciding factor as to who wins this match.
How does Mexico win against Harry Kane and company?
How about they use the altitude?
Well, they can't, like, throw the altitude at England. What do they got to do? How do they execute?
Yeah, no, I understand. And that's the point that I was getting to, that this is about players on the field. And what we have seen from Mexico on the field, at Azteca in particular, is a high-energy, high-intensity sort of game that has not been the way that they had been playing coming into the World Cup. Into the World Cup, they have been a team that was sort of, they were going to drop numbers behind the ball, absorb some pressure, and they were going to speculate with that result and take a 1-0 win. What we saw from them in the last game is a team that was flying around Ecuador, and they were flying from the very first minute, and I believe that that's how they're going to start the game. From the very first minute, they're going to get on top of England and say, okay, all right, pretty boys, let's see if you can handle this. And if England are able to sustain those first 15, 20 minutes and then settle the game down, take the crowd out of the game, start knocking the ball around and using the quality that they have on individual players, then England, I think, will be able to control the pace of the game. And that's the important part. Mexico must dictate how the game is going to be played on their team. if they allow England to settle the game down, then England is going to have an advantage.
You keep calling them pretty boys. Is that the perception of England?
Oh, yeah, all these pretty boys from Britain. I spend a lot of time in Britain. I don't think of people as pretty necessarily.
Is that how the soccer community views them?
I'm not an American at birth, but let me just tell you, we just did celebrate July 4th. Then pretty boys got kicked out of this country. Let me just tell you that. Right?
Okay.
Wow.
All right, Alejandro, 250.
Alejandro. Significant, but just saying.
Alejandro. Who would have thought Alejandro would bring it like that? All right, I'm going to switch gears just a second from your Revolutionary War trash talk.
Alejandro to Levine. Okay.
Let me play.
America.
Kendra was just on here a little while ago, and I gave her this hypo, and I want to give the same to you. A cynic could look at the United States path and go, okay, yeah, they've looked good in these games, but they beat a Paraguay team that, yeah, they played France close, but they should beat them. They played an Australia team. They should beat them. They lost to Turkey. It was reserves, whatever. And then they played a Bosnia team that they should have beat. Really, they haven't played a really good team yet. And now, starting with Belgium, this is the first time they're actually playing a traditional power, et cetera. This is when the tournament starts. This is when I'll start judging America. How would you respond to that?
Well, I would say that there's an element of truth to all of that. Everything that has been said is not unfair. And as it is in any World Cup competition, when you start advancing, then you start meeting the big boys. And that's just the nature of the tournament. But the United States have done everything that they've been asked to do up until this point. And what I think is encouraging from an American perspective is they've done it with a different style than what we have seen in World Cups past. In World Cup's past, it was very much about, man, let's fight our way through trying to get to a set piece, a corner kick, something. We somehow run into a goal, and then let's work hard, and let's defend hard, and let's make sure that we're able to close down spaces, and then we'll win a game 1-0. The style of play for the United States from the very first minute against Paraguay in that first match was, we're going to get in your face. It's going to be high press. We're going to force turnovers higher up the field. We're going to score goals. We're going to score multiple goals. Now, again, I'm talking about the United States, multiple goals in a World Cup environment. That tells you that this team is different. And so this game against Belgium, while it is a team that traditionally has been better than the United States, and just go back to 3 months ago where they played a friendly, and it wasn't all that friendly because Belgium beat the United States 5-2, and it wasn't all that competitive, I think there's been an evolution from the United States since then till now, and obviously they have the environment and playing at home on their side. Belgium is a team that is aging, that is they have this very fine line between experience and old. And if the United States want to expose how old this team can be, it's, the tempo has to be very high from the very beginning of the game. It's a similar story to what Mexico needs to do against England, the United States need to do against Belgium. Speed the game up and force these old guys to get around the field.
Alejandro, before I let you go, Posh, our coach, do you like the fashion? I kind of think he both looks it's good, but also looks like he's about to go fishing with his buddies. Do you like the one shirt buttoned halfway down his torso with only one button? You like that look?
I mean, if he's going to go for it, he might as well clip the sunglasses on the button. And now we're cooking. Now we really looked. We're about to go fishing on the 4th of July. I mean, it's a very casual Friday sort of look for me. I don't know. You see other coaches in this tournament all suited. You'll see Carlo Ancelotti today for Brazil. He'll be in the three-piece suit. I don't know if we want to go that far, but it does look like our guy Mauricio Pochettino is about to go on Cape Cod. But, you know, what do you know? What do I know? As long as they keep winning,
it doesn't matter. You can wear what you want
for everybody.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Great stuff. Alejandro Moreno, ESPN soccer analyst. Enjoyed it. We will talk to you again soon, all right?
Yeah, thank you. Take care, guys.
There
appreciate
you go.
It.
Wow. I did not expect the person on this show to say, if you want some England, go back and look. I didn't expect it to be him.
Yeah, it was, he threw a curveball. It was,
you know, that's what the World Cup will do for you as well. We will do a little more World Cup. We still have to talk about LeBron and more. That's next here on Matt Myron on ESPN Radio.
Coming up on the Monday edition of Unsportsmanlike with Evan Cohen, Chris Canty, and me, Michelle Smallman, we'll get you ready for the biggest moment in U.S. men's soccer history as they get ready to face Belgium in the round of 16. It's Unsportsmanlike, 6 a.m. Eastern, right here on ESPN Radio, ESPN 2, and ESPNU.
.1067 Buzz 2 is your home for Arkansas Travs baseball. Hear every pitch, every crack of the bat on .1067 Buzz 2. For the full calendar, go to Travs.com. It's the greatest game on dirt, and you can hear it all on .1067 Buzz 2.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans. Because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute, they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next, they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore with FanDuel Super Sub. If your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with the substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Shipments of spring and summer fashions are arriving at Bell & Sword. That means swimwear from Saks, Peter Noir golfwear and shirts, Johnny O's store within a store. Be sure to check out the Faraday line and Martin Dingman shoes and leather goods. So hurry in for a great value on quality men's clothing at Bell & Sword for your spring and summer items. And you'll look fantastic. Bell & Sword, 1011 Oak Street in downtown Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
Hey, it's David Basil for my good friends at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool and Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professionals at Luxury Pool and Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool and Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool and Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer. They are the best. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com.
Pat Bradley joins Randy and Rick each week, courtesy of Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs, where you can get a 20-foot Salem starting at $14,990 during their 2026 liquidation sale. Find them online at RazorbackCamperSales.com.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
We know it, and we're proud of it. 103.7 The Buzz. Who you are, and we welcome all of you. Make that most of you on 103.7 The Buzz.
It's Matt Myron here on ESPN Radio. Beautiful day in Lexington, Kentucky. My man Myron is in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Is it nice there?
Beautiful, man. Beautiful everywhere in America.
I'm glad. Summer. You know, we've gone a long way. This has got to be the only ESPN show that is allowed to go an hour and 45 minutes before you talk about LeBron. So we have done that. But now's the time to talk about him. We still don't know where he's going to play. We know it will not be the Lakers. But lots of teams could have LeBron's services. He is 43 years old, still can play, not quite as, at his peak. First of all, let me go back for a second and say, were you surprised he's leaving the Lakers, Myron?
I was. I didn't think he'd want to go anywhere else to end his career. That's his longest tenure. Consecutive tenure has been in L.A. I thought his life makes the most sense. You know, he's obviously has a lot of outside interest. So I was surprised that he's actually leaving.
Left Bronny there. You think his key card still works?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Bronny, now he's got a guaranteed deal. But I don't – it's interesting to see where he goes next.
Yeah, the Snowtime Lakers now will not have LeBron.
Hold on, man. Why'd you call him that?
What? Well, I mean, they're the Snowtime Lakers. Yeah. There's a common denominator around their big three.
It does look like the Minneapolis Lakers all over again.
When's the last time you remember a Snowtime team?
I don't. No, this team is. There's a look to this team that we haven't seen.
I mean, we're going to see the Lakers have signed Grayson Allen to a 2-year deal.
And the names, too, a little bit. Like Walker Kessler.
Walker Kessler is definitely. Walker Kessler. That is true. We should fill out the roster.
Like Walker Kessler, you know, owns land somewhere in Tennessee. Like, you know.
Who's the kid that played like 6 years at Purdue? He should be on the team, right? The dude that was. Well, I can't remember his name. You had Bennett Sturts from Iowa. He should join the team. Luke Garza. He was also an Iowa guy.
Luke Garza.
He needs to be on it as well.
Drew Timmy from Gonzaga, probably. He plays.
He should import half Creighton's roster to join the team.
Braden Smith? You talking about Braden Smith?
Braden Smith
would be there.
Yeah. So anyway, so that's the Snowtime Lakers. What with LeBron, there's six cities he's being reported to consider: Cleveland Cavs, Golden State Warriors, Miami Heat, Philadelphia 76ers, the Minnesota Timberwolves, and the Denver Nuggets. Those six cities. If you were LeBron, what do you think is the right situation for him?
I would just base it upon like where I want to live. You know.
Oh, really? That's how you'd base it.
I don't think he wins a championship in any of those cities.
No,
it comes down to that. I don't think he can win a championship in any of those.
Not even Denver?
No. Denver's got other issues beyond Jokic. So it's got to come down to, like, where do you want to have the most fun? Obviously, Miami would be at the top.
So how would you rank those six cities in fun? Cleveland, San Francisco, Miami, Philly, Minneapolis, Denver. You put Miami one?
Miami one.
What's two?
San Francisco's two, but LeBron's kind of cheap. So I don't know that he wants to deal with, like...
You think he's cheap?
Yeah,
you think the first billionaire basketball player is cheap?
Everything he said is he's cheap. I don't know that he wants to deal with San Francisco. And he's an older player. Like, when they present to him, like, what it's going to cost, he may push back on that. But San Francisco's probably number two.
I didn't know that you thought the San Francisco taxes were so high that LeBron would not want to deal with them.
He's older now, man. Like, all right. When he finds out the cost of things, he might be put off by that. But number two, San Fran. Number three,
I think if there's ones left, no, Denver. You don't want to go to Minneapolis. Live in Minneapolis, but nobody wants to go to Minneapolis. It's cold.
Beautiful place. Beautiful summers.
What's beautiful about it? Give me the most beautiful part of Minneapolis.
The lakes, the nature, the wilderness, the everything.
Minneapolis is not in wilderness.
No, I'm talking about just the lakes and the nature. Look up all of the best cities to live in, all those lists Minneapolis is on.
But that's because of cost of living. If you're just looking for a quality, I mean, wouldn't Denver, I think most Americans would choose to live in Denver over Minneapolis.
What's the first thing people tell you about Denver? Altitude. So?
Yeah, but you get used to it.
Yeah, but I mean, is that your selling point? Okay, it's 5,000 feet above sea level.
People would say that was where marijuana was legal. Yeah, but now it's basically legal everywhere now.
It's a cool scene, but I don't know that Denver... I don't think of Denver as fun. How many people are like, let me go to Denver and hang out?
Well, I'm going to Denver in 2 weeks, so.
But just to hang out?
No, I have things to do. But nevertheless, I'm going. So I would put Denver three. You would put Minneapolis three. Yeah. What about between Cleveland and Philly?
I think Philly, hands down.
So Cleveland, you think, is the worst of the six cities?
Yeah, no offense to, my guy.
Well, no, they're going to take offense. They're going to take offense.
No offense, but if that's the list, if it's just about where you want to enjoy it. Now, he's from the area, so he could end up in Cleveland. But if it's just like where you'd want to move if you had the choice, I think Cleveland's at the bottom of that list.
Shouldn't he go to Cleveland? Like, if you're LeBron James and you want to have a legacy where you are not only the second greatest player, but you also have a home that, like, people associate you with. If he finishes his career in Cleveland, has played there three different times in his career, the beginning, the middle, and the end, that's very poetic. That's very legacy-esque. If you're LeBron, wouldn't you want to do that?
I mean, maybe he wants to. And obviously has a certain comfort level with there in Miami. He's won championships. But if he really wants to end this thing the right way, you got to go someplace that no one would ever expect. And that's why Minnesota, to me, would be the only answer. Because that's the only place on this list.
So that's not because you live there.
No.
And it would be exciting for you if he went there.
Would I have some additional opportunities maybe through ESPN and other outlets? Possibly. But that's not why I would think about it.
I think that might be what's driving you here.
No.
Is that you could end up on SportsCenter a little bit more.
Listen, all I'm saying is this. That's possible what you have laid out. It would be the only unexpected thing on this list. Cleveland, he's been there. Miami's won a championship. If you join Jokic and you somehow win a championship or get to a championship, you're not going to get credit for that.
What if you go to Philly?
Philly has it all now, though, with Jaylen Brown. So now that's not the underdog anymore that
it was. Minneapolis has a guy named Anthony Edwards. They're not exactly underdogs. They went to the West Finals two of the last three
years. But no one would expect him to do it. And I think that, to me, is if you're LeBron, that's how you end it. Do the thing that no one would ever
anticipate. Just be honest. You want him to go there so you could be on SportsCenter.
I'm not against the idea of what might come with it, you know, but I'm not supporting it.
You want an NBA Today special report, Myron Metcalf. That's what it is.
If they want me down at the press conference, fine. That's fine.
I see. Not at all self-interested. Completely neutral. No bias, Matt Jones and Myron Metcalf. That's here on ESPN Radio.
Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN Radio. Heated rivals face off in Los Angeles. The MLB leading Dodgers face Manny Machado and the San Diego Padres.
Grand slam for Manny Machado!
Coverage begins at 6:30 Eastern with first pitch at 7:20 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
Every 40 seconds, a child is reported missing. That's 2,000 children every single day. It's a heart-wrenching reality that we can no longer ignore. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping find missing kids. You can be a part of their mission by donating your unwanted vehicle, running or not. Call 1-800-294-0222. We guarantee that you will receive the maximum tax deduction. We provide fast, free pickup with 24-hour response. Call 1-800-294-0222. Find the Children provides crucial resources to help find missing children and educational materials to teach kids how to recognize and avoid predators. Our recovery programs have a proven track record of reuniting kids with their families. It's time to act. Donate your unwanted or unused car. Help us build a world where every child is safe. Pick up the phone and call 1-800-294-0222. Together, we can bring these kids home safely. This advertisement was paid for in partnership with Cars R Us and Find the Children.
Is your yard something you'd like to improve and make better? At Acaddy's Touch Landscaping, they bring precision and craftsmanship to every project, from drain work that protects your property to retaining walls, decks, and fencing built to last. They also install synthetic turf and custom flower beds for low maintenance, year-round beauty. One seam, done right the first time. Call 501-794-2770. That's 501-794-2770.
Here's NASCAR Hall of Famer Mark Martin.
As a race car driver for 40 years, I survived a lot of crashes. Not everyone can run into a wall at 200 miles an hour and walk away. Without a seatbelt, I wouldn't be alive today. Now I'm retired, back home in Arkansas driving my pickup. I'm shocked how many people aren't wearing seatbelts. Why risk your life when it only takes 2 seconds to buckle up? Take it from number 6. Buckle up, Arkansas.
A message from the Arkansas State Police Highway Safety Office.
I'm Alan LeVar. For 25 years, my team and I have helped injury victims across Arkansas. This is our home. We don't work for insurance companies. We work for you. Car crash, truck wreck, motorcycle collision. We know how to win. And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you. Your consultation is always free and confidential. Hurt in a car? Call LeVar. Arkansas strong for 25 years and ready when you need us. Lavar Law, Arkansas built, Arkansas trusted.
Tune in to Out of Bounds each Monday for Weekend Recap, brought to you by Fleet Management Services. Serving Central Arkansas for over 20 years, they're your small to mid-sized fleet specialist that also takes care of our fleet at Signal Media. Fleet Management Services is now hiring for loop tech, tire tech, and light maintenance. 8 paid holidays and paid vacation, paid health insurance, and 401k. Pay depends on experience and signing bonus. Apply in person at 901 East 8th Street in Little Rock.
ESPN and The Buzz gives you the complete sports and entertainment package.
I love that game.
103.7 The Buzz, KABC Little Rock.
He's open, complete at the 10, the 5, touchdown Arkansas.
103.7 The Buzz.
This is SportsCenter.
I'm Nick DeLuca. Round four action continues at Wimbledon. A pair of men's singles matches going on right now. Novak Djokovic looking for Wimbledon win 106 in his career, up 2-1 on Roman Safiulin, and looking to close out the match up 4-2 up a break. Won the first set on a tiebreak, 7-6. Won the second set, 6-3. Safiulin coming back and winning 6-3 in set number three. Second set between three seed Felix Auger-Aliassime and Alejandro Dadovich-Fokina. Dadovich-Fokina taking the first set in a tiebreak, 7-6, 7-4 on the tiebreak, and up 2-1, but on serve. Aliassime serving in that one in the second set. Coverage continuing all tournament long on ESPN-TV. On the women's side, four seed Jessica Pegula taking down Iva Jovic in three sets, 4-6, 6-3, and 6-1. 10-seed Karolina Muchova working by Barbora Krejcikova, 7-5, 5-7, and 6-3. World Cup round of 16 continues. Morocco and France advancing yesterday. Two more matches today. Brazil taking on Norway, 4 Eastern MetLife Stadium. Then tonight, 8 Eastern, England and Mexico in Mexico City. U.S. men's national team back in action tomorrow night. Winner go home against Belgium in Seattle at 8 Eastern.
Hope everyone's having a fantastic holiday weekend. Thanks again for listening to The Rich Eisen Show. Have a safe and happy 4th of July. Make some great memories, and thanks for making us part of your day.
Listening to 103.7 The Buzz, Central Arkansas's home for the Hogs, KABZ-FM, Little Rock.
This is Matt and Myron on ESPN Radio.
And that guard, 6'4", from Kentucky,
Matt Jones.
I've actually had an issue at a stadium for a soccer game where I was wearing the opposing team's jersey. A group of 6-7 fans actually, like, tried to corner me to try and fight me because I was wearing the opposing team's jersey.
What soccer? What team?
Where was this? And mind you, I know what people are going to say. It was an MLS game.
Myron Metcalf.
I don't believe that.
Not an MLS game. When they snapping their fingers and dancing. When they snapping their fingers and dancing. When they're surrounding you.
They were not.
And singing songs.
That's maybe the most blatant lie I've ever heard. You're telling me a New York Red Bulls game versus New York FC. People were fighting. Stop it.
But they also got in a fight at a UFL game yesterday.
Matt and Myron on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
That was honestly like
the worst lie anyone's ever.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
If you're looking back at 8 years of Sunday morning with Matt Meyer, which we will do next week, that has to be the most blatant lie told on these airwaves.
I believe it because of where he was.
You almost got in a fight
in the Bronx
because you were wearing an MLS.
It was five dudes, man, surrounding one little measly chubby guy.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
I believe in the Bronx. In the Bronx, I believe him.
But now, you might have gotten a fight in the Bronx just because you're in the Bronx. It wasn't because of your MLS jersey.
Listen, man, I'm telling you. They take it seriously around there. And listen, I'm a Red Bulls fan. What can I say? Going into enemy territory with
The opposing team's jersey.
So when you say they take it seriously, who? New York FC?
Well, yeah, they're supporters. So it's a rivalry. People? It's a rivalry.
Let me ask. Okay, let me just say something real quick. I just want to just give 888 say ESPN.
Yeah.
If you are a New York FC fan, if you're a New York FC fan, if you exist in the world and you would like to take up for the fandom, call in 888 say ESPN. I want to hear one person who's a New York FC fan who has any thoughts about the New York Red Bulls and would even consider a confrontation against the fan, because Myron, I do not believe that happened. I
believe it happened. I believe Renee. No,
we've had all these people. I want you to think about something. We've had the whole world in our country, yeah, right? Have you seen any fights between countries here?
Yes.
Well, Paraguay was trying to fight everybody.
I'm saying fan fights. No. Have you seen any groups of fans trying to fight each other here? Any videos?
I haven't. But also, what does that say about us? That these countries have come here and they've cheered, they've been vocal, they've been passionate, no fights. But
I agree.
Every Sunday this fall, there's going to be a fight in the NFL stands with our fans. What does that say?
It says we're very violent. Yeah. But that also says that there was not a fight between New York Red Bull and New York FC fans. That never occurred in any part of America.
Listen, I don't know if you've seen videos. I don't know if you've seen videos, because we're obviously talking about the fans going after each other. After the Mexico-Ecuador game a few days ago, they got into it right in
the
center of
Where was that, though? That was in Mexico.
Yeah.
Okay, but again.
But it happened. Listen, I have very good sources. It also happened at a watch party in the area of Queens that I live in.
Party between New York FC and New York Red Bulls?
No, I'm talking about Mexico and Ecuador. I'm still talking about that.
Okay, fine. Mexico and Ecuador, maybe they don't like each other. You did not get in a fight with a New York FC fan.
I didn't get into a fight. They surrounded me. There was no punches thrown.
I believe it.
I was surrounded.
I have been the loudest mouth in the state of Kentucky for 20 years. I've said terrible things about the University of Louisville, the University of Tennessee, Indiana. No one's ever tried to fight me. And the idea that you got into a near fight at a New York FC game, I'm sorry.
I'm telling you, man, leaving Yankee Stadium, walking up the concourse.
You've been to Yankee Stadium, right? TV. It's not like where they show you.
I've been there. It's a nice.
Renee, they always show you like from the blimp. Like,
yeah, they show you the scenic shot of the stadium.
There's another side to it.
Then you turn the corner and you're.
Where is the Empire State Building? Because I don't see it anywhere around here.
I do like going to Yankee Stadium and seeing people get off the train and going, "Oh, honey, this was not in the tour book."
They don't know. They did not see this in the brochure.
Yes,
but I don't know. Nobody makes up almost getting into a fight.
Let me ask you a World Cup question here. I always am into the World Cup. You have gotten more into it this time. What has been the thing that makes you the most? Like, what is it you've enjoyed the most? Is it the Team USA or is it something else?
The passion, the stories. I mean, just everything. Like, I think the people around the World Cup, you got to give them a lot of credit. They've told the stories of these teams. So I feel like I can just appreciate the wins. Obviously, the USA and everything that they've done and what this means, I get that. But to hear about Cape Verde and, like, what this means to them.
They're the best story of the tournament, right?
I don't know how to pronounce the goalie's name necessarily, but I bought his jersey going into extra stoppage time.
Vozinha.
You bought the Cape Verde goalie jersey?
Online, I bought his jersey, no questions asked, just because he was my hero of the event.
So, are you going to go, had you heard of Cape Verde? I'd never even heard of it as a country. I didn't even know that was a country.
No, this goalie apparently went from 50,000 Instagram followers to almost
22 million. Yeah,
I mean, so stories like that, stories where I feel like we know more about these teams than we ever have. The Messi stuff, yes, Messi's great. To see Messi at the LeBron age getting a hat trick. Yeah. So I think the sport has done a great job of promoting the storylines. And it makes us all appreciate the matches even more because we're getting into these matches that we may not have a rooting interest in,
but we
get the story.
I'm not surprised, Myron, that people have rallied around the Team USA. I expected that to happen. That's sort of like a nationalism thing. What I have been surprised about is how much people watch the other teams. The games that have not, like, the ratings for, like, today, Brazil's going to play Norway. The ratings for that are going to be through the roof, and that has been something that has surprised me. You know, everywhere you go, I was at the Reds game Friday night, and people were all crowded into the around the TVs to watch Argentina, Cape Verde. That's not something that I thought would happen, and that's been cool to see. But that's not what I like the most.
Yeah.
What I like the most is Zlatan. Okay, Zlatan has become my guy. Do you know why I like him? I think because he doesn't speak like 100% English. The fact that he has like 70% makes him so much more entertaining because he is so much harsher, Myron, than every other person on television. Yeah. So, for instance, I don't know if you watched when Australia played, I can't remember who they lost to, but they did penalty kicks, Morocco or whatever, and they lost, right? Zlatan comes after and he goes, when you do penalty kicks, you either hero or zero. He missed, he now zero. And I was like, that's so mean.
He doesn't care.
He does not care. And I
yesterday
love that.
He was in studio wearing sunglasses. Like he doesn't care about whatever the rules are. Like I want to be in the pre-show meeting with him.
Yeah,
because you know, like they're telling him, like, "Hey, man, you know, we want to try to keep." He's not listening to anything.
No,
you know,
he's just about Paraguay. He was like, "They stink, not good, not how you play football." And like the way he says it, because he says so few words, it makes it that much more powerful.
He's become Soccer Barkley. Like he's become the guy that you tune into just because you want to know what he's going to say, And he has the credentials to say it.
He does. Like, and then pairing with Henri, who gives very, like, insightful analysis. Yeah, and then you get him, and he's like, he stink.
Nah, he has been – I mean, the studio show has been incredible.
It has.
The storytelling has been incredible. The passion from the fans. And I think the social media element
has
been a little overboard. Sure. But just seeing super fans from other countries who are just enjoying the whole experience – that's been cool to watch, too.
All right, so Dan is on the phone.
Okay.
Dan claims to be a fan of New York FC. Dan, are you there?
Yes, sir. What's up, guys? How y'all doing? Thanks for taking the call.
So do you believe Renee's story that he might have gotten jumped by New York FC fans?
Almost jumped.
My first question would be, Renee, what did you do? Because
that's a good question.
While it gets rowdy up in the Bronx, and soccer is one of those sports that folks just get riled up. See, I became a fan. I was living there in the Bronx, literally on 166 in Webster, around the corner from Yankee Stadium, when the team came to be. I had never had a soccer team, so I just kind of jumped on when they came into existence. And, it gets rowdy, man. People get
fervent. What are you talking about? What are you getting rowdy about at a soccer game in the Bronx? What are you fighting about?
Your team's pushing. It's just one of those games that gets exciting. If you're a fan of the game, it's exciting when you go. And so,
I think some of the things we're saying is MLS. It's really just New York.
I think that's
what they're describing. The same things that can happen at that game can happen.
And then there's the Red Bulls that play out of town.
But it can also happen catching the 9 train, too. Like, all this stuff is like, it's just New York City. I think that's what they're.
It feels like New Yorkers don't realize. You must have been getting rowdy. He says rowdy gets rowdy. Were you being rowdy?
I was not. I'm not that kind of fan. I just go to watch the game. I don't get rowdy. I don't interact with people.
So people just saw you. They said, hey.
They saw me wearing the jersey. Yeah, they saw me wearing the jersey.
That just put me on Team Matt. I don't think this happened.
Dan, I want to ask you a question. Now that you've heard, if he was just wearing the jersey, do you think your fellow New York FC fans would just jump a guy who's just wearing a jersey?
I don't think so, but I can imagine a small portion of Bronxites getting beside themselves for sure. Absolutely.
Renee, was everybody wearing black leather jackets when they surrounded you?
No, there were no black leather jackets.
All right. Well, thank you, Dan, for at least acknowledging that there is a New York FC fan in the Bronx. I didn't know.
It also strikes me that New Yorkers wake up
looking for a reason to be offended. You know what I mean? Like, they kind of like, their day starts with who is going to mess with me, right? Yeah. Like, that's kind of their
I will say to you, I love going to the Bronx for the Yankees games, and I love the food around the Bronx Yankees games. Like, there's a lot of really good food. I will say, though, if you're from out of town, you're coming to the Yankees game, don't wander off too far.
Yeah, you know, do not go up the block. You know, it's different.
It ain't
no Times Square up there, I'm telling you.
Stay in a very, like...
There's no Times Square up there.
You got to be very.
There is a square up there, but it's not Times Square.
Go to the game and get right back on the train. That's
coming up. We're going to play a game here. Name that Wildcat, one of our favorites. Plus, we'll make our predictions for all the big games today. That's next here on Matt and Myron on ESPN Radio.
Coming up on the Monday edition of Unsportsmanlike with Evan Cohen, Chris Canty, and me, Michelle Smallman. We'll get you ready for the biggest moment in U.S. men's soccer history as they get ready to face Belgium in the round of 16. It's Unsportsmanlike, 6 a.m. Eastern, right here on ESPN Radio, ESPN 2, and ESPNU.
That's the ease at which you get information. You want it, you get it. Like that. Ask your phone. Group chat. Smartphone. You're always connected and informed in real time. No waiting. So if you're diabetic and still using finger sticks to read your blood sugar, what are you waiting for? Knowing your blood sugar levels instantly is important for managing diabetes. Call US Med at 888-665-0696. To learn more about continuous glucose monitors, a real-time instant method to track your blood glucose, U.S. Med is an approved provider for Medicare and over 1,000 private insurers. And the best part? Call 888-665-0696, and we'll give you a free insurance benefits check today. So call 888-665-0696 today. That's 888-665-0696, and manage your diabetes as easy as...
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 501-600-2763. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 501-600-2763. That's 501-600-2763.
BKC Home Builders are the premier home builders, providing custom builds and remodels. No matter what size your dream is, BKC will walk you through all the phases, from house plans to landscaping, to make your custom home as beautiful as you imagine. The team at BKC will be with you through the entire process. If you're looking for commercial building or remodeling, BKC has your commercial needs covered as well. BKCHomeBuilders.com or find them on Facebook. That's BKC Home Builders in Hot Springs.
You asked for a premium boat at an accessible price, and Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports deliver. Introducing the new Vexus Defender, starting at under $32,000. Unlike other brands, the Defender boasts an all-welded, high-performance hull, hydraulic steering, and custom fiberglass components that give you a stronger, smoother, and drier ride. For 42 years, our award-winning family business has put sportsmen first. Experience the difference at Trader Bill's Outdoor Sports at Hot Springs or Little Rock location, or on the web at TraderBills.com.
No matter what you do,
oh, you were finished.
We can't be stopped.
Oh, well, allow me to retort.
103.7 The Buzz.
We know who you are.
And we welcome all of Little Rock.
Make that most of you on 103.7 The Buzz.
Like this song, Myron? This is a very American song. Good old boys are drinking whiskey and rye.
Who is this? Don't tell me.
Don McLean.
I said don't tell me.
You weren't going to get Don McLean. What were the chances you were going to guess Don McLean?
You didn't let me guess. How would you know? You didn't let me try.
Because you never heard of him. You've never heard unless you were guessing.
I've heard of Don McLean, American
unless
Pie.
Unless you were guessing UCLA basketball players, no. You were not getting Don McLean.
I was guessing. I knew Don McLean. I know Don McLean.
Tune in for baseball action this Sunday. Dodgers host the Padres tonight, 6:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Troy is on the phone. He's got something he wants to say to you, Myron. He's from North Carolina. Go ahead, Troy.
Actually, it's Tony, and I'm kind of figuring that will mess my name up. But
sorry,
you just guessed Troy.
That's okay, That's okay.
Right, my bad.
Troy,
bad.
Tony, that's close. But for Myron, my question was, are you going to beef up your security detail next time you go to New York?
Beef up my security? No, I lived in New York. I'm good over there. They know me. So, no, I'm not worried about
who knows you?
New York.
You always say they know me. Who knows you?
I lived in New York.
Who knows you in New York? Nobody knows you.
Harlem, Bronx, I've been everywhere. New York,
Tony,
no, I lived in New York.
Tony, do you know it? Do you, or
caught the train every day. Caught the train every day.
Tony, people in New York don't know Myron, do they?
I know. Tony, I know New York.
I'm sure you do, my brother, but this is perfect because I knew Matt was going to throw something in there, and y'all will make a bit out of this. So I appreciate it. I love you guys, man. Love
Thank
you.
Thank you very much.
No, I'm comfortable in New York. I live there.
I'm more New York than you.
You're not more New York than me. I lived in New York. What are you talking about?
I lived in New York more than you have.
Buddy, I was in the clubs when Lean Back came out, 2004. Like, what are you talking about? I'm basically with Fat Joe. Like, I was in the group, essentially. Like, what do you mean?
I was in the clubs. Listen,
what are you talking about?
So lean back.
You were leaning back with Remy Ma and Fat Joe.
Are you kidding me? No,
you know what? I take it back.
Come on, man.
I didn't
know
you were in the clubs leaning back. We like to play a game on this show where sometimes we get guests that lean back and that used to be Kentucky people because I'm from Kentucky. And so it's called Name That Wildcat.
It's time for Name That Wildcat with Matt and Myron.
Now, the goal is for me to guess who this person is. We'll see if I'm going to be able to do it. Renee, who is our contestant today?
I will do my best here. This Wildcat played for, obviously, Kentucky from 2016 to 2018.
Okay. What sport?
Football.
Football. Okay. 2016 to 2018. All right. Keep going.
Yeah. He was a freshman All-American in 2016, two-time first-team All-SEC in 2017 and 18 as well.
All right. I know who it is.
No, you don't.
Is it
Lynn Bowden?
No.
Oh. Freshman All-American in
the
football?
Guy who plays for the Bill, the Jaguars. What's his name?
Will Levis?
No. The defensive star.
Oh, you're talking about Josh Allen. Yes, Josh it's Allen. Josh Allen.
Right? Oh, no.
Okay.
It's not Josh Allen.
Well, who was a freshman?
Josh Hines Allen. I'm sorry. Changed his name.
Who was a freshman All-American from 2016 to 2018? Yeah, I don't know. All right, give me one more guess.
Not Josh Allen?
All right, this Wildcat was drafted in the fourth round of the NFL draft in 2019.
I mean, Benny Snell? Did I get it? Okay, there we go. All right, it had to be Benny Snell. Yeah, well, I know Benny Snell. I would have thought, okay. All right, so he's going to come on here with us.
That's the plan.
Okay, Benny Snell. All right, good. Okay. All right, Benny Snell. They call him Mr. Snell. Yeah, Myron.
He was a heck of a running back.
All right, one person writes in. Looking forward to Benny Snell. One person writes in, Matt, I have a question. I would like to hear Myron's thoughts about countries that are playing. Brazil plays Norway today. When you say Brazil and you say Norway to Myron, what comes to his mind? That's a good question. When I say Brazil, Myron, this is one of the great footballing countries of all time. What comes to your mind?
Brazil, and I think Carnival, which I've been invited to, haven't had a chance to get there yet. I think just the people are amazing.
What do you mean you've been invited to?
I've been invited. I've been invited.
I mean, isn't everyone invited? It's like a free event for the public.
Yeah, from someone from Brazil is what I'm saying. I've been invited.
But there are, I think there are
300
million people from
Brazil. Do you know
Brazil.
Anybody from Brazil? Okay, then I rest my case. I've been personally invited by someone from Brazil. I think Carnival, I think, you know, just the passion around the sport, you know, Norway. Norway. Do they do the bagpipes up there? What's
No, that's Scotland. Is the bagpipes.
They don't drink the bars dry.
That's not Scotland. Hold on. Norway is the one they do in soccer. They've been doing the row. Right, they've been doing. You know, row. Have you seen that where they all row? Have you seen that?
That's yeah.
As a true New Yorker, you should have seen the Norwegians sitting in the train cars doing the row chant.
Okay,
on the floor.
Yeah, that's I don't. Yeah, don't they
also
have
one of the great players in the one of the great players in the world is the guy with the long blonde hair, Haaland. He's one of the sort of faces of the world.
You know, I was surprised by in some of those European teams. Some of those European teams snuck some brothers onto those teams. I was shocked by. I didn't. That was a couple. It was a couple of dudes. Where I'm like, hold on a second, man.
Of the European team, like France.
Yeah, it's like when a kid shows up magically, a 6'10" power forward in some suburban district. All of a sudden, like that, it felt like that a little bit to me. Like,
well, I don't.
What do you mean your mom got a new job down the street?
Europe is a very diverse continent.
I've been shocked.
Maybe you should travel more. You did not. I mean, there are large black populations in much of Europe.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but.
So you're suggesting maybe you don't think it's all.
I don't know
that
everybody, you know, maybe some off the book stuff happening, but that's okay. I love seeing it. I love seeing it, man. It's been fun to watch. I see. I pull on these, turn on these shows, and I'm like, wait, wow, how diverse is that? Like Germany had one of the most diverse teams in the whole World Cup.
Well, Germany lost, but France does.
Amazing.
The Netherlands.
I think that's one of the things that's like bringing everybody in. You see that a lot of these countries look like us, and I don't think a lot of people knew that. You
I
know?
Think a lot of people knew it. I don't think you necessarily
I don't
knew
think
it.
Anybody knew Germany had. I don't know if anybody thought Germany had as many brothers as they did. Now, I think that surprised Germany. Like, I think the coach came out for the first game, and he was like, are you sure?
You think that's why they got eliminated?
Okay, come on now. You got to stop. We're tuned into baseball action this Sunday. Oh, I already said this. The Dodgers play the Padres. And those are also two teams that seem to play each other every day.
A lot.
Coverage begins at 6:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. More Myron on the World Cup next.
Coming up on the Monday edition of Unsportsmanlike with Evan Cohen, Chris Canty, and me, Michelle Smallman, we kick off our ESPN Radio Rank'em series, where I'll tell you my top five NFL storylines I'm most paying attention to. It's Unsportsmanlike, 6 a.m. Eastern, right here on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, and ESPNU.
Hi, name is Kevin.
Everyone needs to take care of their mental health, even running back Bijan Robinson.
When I'm on the field and feeling the pressure, I usually just take a deep breath. When I'm just breathing and seeing what's in front of me, everything just slows down. It just makes me feel great before I run the play.
Just like Bijan, we all need a strong mental game on and off the field. Make a game plan for your mental health at loveyourmindplaybook.org.
Love your mind.
Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Foundation, the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation, and the Ad Council.
When we started Oakland Roots Sports Club, we needed a strong foundation. Gusto has had our back since day one. Making sure every hire, every paycheck, and every player is taken care of. They're the team behind our team. With Gusto, we stay rooted and give Oakland the love it deserves. I'm Idris Arganduwal, co-founder of Oakland Roots and Gusto customer since 2018.
See why 500,000 businesses trust Gusto for payroll, HR, and more. Get started for free at gusto.com/roots.
Attention, Arkansas homeowners. Royal Home Improvement is looking for 50 homes to participate in our summer savings event. We want to evaluate our exclusive Energy Star rated Therma King windows in real homes. Call 1-800-565-1064 for Royal Home Improvement. 50 homeowners will receive promotional pricing, 75% off installation of a house full of new windows. Ask about zero interest financing, senior military discounts. You'll receive a $200 Walmart gift card with your window purchase. Plus a bonus, call 1-800-565-1064 for a free $50 restaurant.com gift card with estimate. Now have your zip code and location ready to qualify. Let me give you that number again, 1-800-565-1064. Royal also installs insulated vinyl siding, complete roofing systems, and full kitchen remodels. With 30 years in business and more than 30,000 satisfied customers, we manufacture, install, and guarantee our ThermaKing windows. Call 1-800-565-1064. Remember, Royal Home Improvement is looking for 50 homes to participate in our summer savings event. 50 homeowners will save with 75% off installation of a house full of new windows. Now ask about zero interest financing, senior military discounts, and you'll receive a $200 Walmart gift card with your window purchase from Royal. Plus a bonus. Call 1-800-565-1064 for a free $50 restaurant.com gift card with your estimate. Zip code and location are important. Call 1-800-565-1064. That's 1-800-565-1064 or online at royalwindows.com.
The board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians at Martin Orthopedics provide complete care for students, adults, and athletes. At Martin Orthopedics,
you're listening to 1037 The Buzz.
Exceptional attention
Central
to
Arkansas's
every patient's
home
needs.
For the Hogs.
You go to Martin Orthopedics, every member of
Little
the team
Rock.
Aims to help patients return to their normal daily activities or playing the sport they love without pain. Whether it's your knee, hip, or shoulder, the physicians at Martin Orthopedics stand ready to assist. For more information or to set up your consultation online, go to martinortho.care.
At the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, power isn't about profit. It's about people. We don't answer to Wall Street shareholders. We answer to our members. Every farm, home, and business matters to us. Every decision we make, every pole, every line, every light switched on, is made to keep our members' power reliable and affordable. It's our members, living and working across Arkansas, that matter. We're better connected together because members matter to the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas.
1037 The Buzz.
You know how I am. You guys know how I am. I don't forget anything.
Crushing all the competition.
So you can take that to the bank.
For most by any man in tournament history. On the women's side, 4-seed Jessica Pegula taking down Iva Jovic in 3 sets. And number 1-seed Aryna Sabalenka is getting set to take on number 14-seed Naomi Osaka. Might be the match of the day across the pond. Coverage all tournament long on ESPN. World Cup round of 16 continues today. Morocco and France advancing yesterday. Two more matches this afternoon. Brazil, Norway, 4 Eastern, then an 8 Eastern, England and Mexico in Mexico City.
Hey, it's Michelle Smallman, and coming up Monday, we'll get you ready for the biggest moment in U.S. men's soccer history as they get ready to face Belgium in the round of 16. It's on Sportsmanlike, 6 a.m. Eastern, right here on ESPN Radio, ESPN2, and ESPNU.
We have some breaking news. Here on Matt Meyer and on ESPN Radio, play the breaking news button. Or don't. It's okay. We don't have to do that.
ESPN Radio, breaking news.
I couldn't, it wouldn't go.
Okay, now it happened. Let's do it one more. Let's just, because look, we're going daily.
Do it from the top.
And in order to be able to go daily, we got to start getting everything sort of, we got to get it. No rigmarole. We got to make it direct. So let's try this again. We have some breaking news now on Matt Myron.
ESPN Radio, breaking news.
There we go. Much better. According to the New York Times and the Athletic FC, Balogun will be available to play in the U.S. men's national team round of 16 match against Belgium. His one-game red card ban has been suspended. Wow.
How, Matt? I thought there's no appeals process. How does this happen?
Multiple FIFA officials have told The Athletic after the game that the team was not able to appeal. However, the judicial body of FIFA can make extraordinary decisions, and apparently they have. And according to The Athletic, he will play coming up.
Can I be honest, Matt? I don't care how it happened. I don't
need to know details?
You don't think it's a little bit shady that a process that never happens, that never occurs, would take place for the U.S. in this game?
Life is crazy sometimes. You know, we don't know. You know, it's just wild things happen. But I don't know. I mean, I'm sure if you're Belgium or any other country, you probably feel like this would never happen for you, right? But it happens.
Well, first off, no, I think you can say that it wouldn't happen for anyone else.
But I feel okay about it because we all know that was the worst red card in the history of red cards. So I feel okay about it because they got the call right in general. And a guy who should not have been denied is going to get an opportunity to play in the round of 16. So that part I feel good about. How the strings were pulled. Yes.
What do we think is going to be the official explanation? Hang on. I want to hear what FIFA's official explanation. You've sent me their rules.
Yeah, so I sent you the Article 27 of FIFA. It's from the article Myron sent us. We're going to ask you to read it and use your lawyer brain because we don't understand
FIFA, Article 27 of FIFA's disciplinary code, which, by the way, is exactly what I thought I was going to be reading on the show today. It says, the judicial body may decide to fully or partially suspend the implementation of a disciplinary measure. If the person benefiting from a suspended action commits another infringement of a similar nature and gravity during the probationary period, they can get new infringement. So essentially it's saying that the judicial body of FIFA can on its own decide to suspend a disciplinary measure. So I guess that must mean they're going to claim that out of nowhere, they decided to do this.
Yes. And, you know, it's FIFA, which is obviously is always upheld a particular set of moral standards. But I think the reason why people are going to, and it'll be controversial, the reason why I think a lot of people will get behind this is because they can all look back at that red card, and we all know that was a mistake. Like, that was a terrible call. There's no reason Balogun should have been suspended for tomorrow's match. I'm glad he's not. Now, from there, that's going to be the conversation because, Matt, this is never happened.
Okay, so can I give you my prediction of what's going to happen? Let's all just take a second and let's be honest about what is going to happen.
Okay.
Can we do that as a family? Does everybody agree there will be no ramifications for what I'm about to say?
Hey, Matt, let me just say before you say it, our daily show starts August 3rd, and we need to get there. So, that's all I'm saying.
You and I both know that Donald Trump is going to take credit for this. Probably would you agree with that?
I would imagine there will be a presidential press conference at some point.
He is going to say that he did this. Do you disagree with me?
No, I would imagine there will be a press conference tied to this, yes.
Now, there is zero doubt that FIFA did this. If this game was being played in any other country, do you think they would have done this?
No. No, I don't think.
Of course not.
I don't think there's another team that could have expected the same.
But it doesn't bother you. Like, you're cool with it. Because you are usually Mr. Fairness. You are Mr. We all need to be treated equal. We are all, there are one set of rules for everyone. Are you okay with this?
Until I want my team to win. Yeah, fairness goes out the window. As long as my team can win, I mean, that's a different thing. I will say this. There's going to be two conversations. So maybe I'm a hypocrite on this. I was watching at a watch party with a bunch of people. It's the worst red card that I think a lot of people believe they've seen. I think that was universal. A lot of soccer people I know said this fell into the extreme category of red cards that they've seen, right? And I trust them. So I just don't think there was any evidence to say this guy should have been banned for Monday's match. Renee,
I think what'll end up happening here is obviously As previously stated, there was no appeal process for this type of situation.
That's the weird part.
So what's going to end up happening now is in these major tournaments, there will be an appeal process. I think that's what's going to come down from this. Because
the controversy will be if this happens again going forward,
okay,
will other teams...
Let's be honest. None of us care about the long-term ramifications of how it will be the FIFA judicial body. The amount of people that even knew what these rules were is no one. The issue is, he's playing. Americans are all going to be excited. The rest of the world is all going to be upset. And that's just the way it is. And this is going to end up being one of those. It happened. There are two sets of rules. The rules for everybody else. The rules for Messi, Ronaldo, and Americans. Because remember, Ronaldo was supposed to be suspended for the first two games of this World Cup, and they just took that away. They just decided not to do that.
Yeah, I think this involves a star, Messi, Mbappe, Ronaldo. I think they get the same treatment if they're in this situation. I would agree with that.
So now... does it put more pressure on the U.S. to win?
Tremendously more pressure. I think you can go into tomorrow's match shorthanded, and no matter what happens, people pat you on the back for being at that stage, for getting to the round of 16. I think the fact that I'm sure if you're a Belgian fan, you're going to say the Americans cheated. Like, I mean, I think that's how you're probably going to feel. So I think it does put a different spotlight. And for some, Matt, not here, for some, this goes from one of the feel-good stories to now all of a sudden it's one of the more controversial stories because of what just happened.
That is interesting. Now, for most Americans, they're not going to care. Most Americans are going to be very excited. I'm excited. I want us to win. So I'm not going to be. But if there were a Belgian first take.
Yes.
Okay.
What would it be called?
Stephen A. I don't know what a Belgian last name is.
I don't know what a Belgian last name is.
Whatever Belgian, like Belgian people, they're sitting over there with their waffles.
Yes.
Right? And they are, and they're wearing. they have a strudel, right?
They love a strudel.
And they're sitting there and they're arguing over this. This will end up being, like, this will break the airwaves in Belgium. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, because that's the team that will feel like they got cheated in all this, maybe more than anything. Again, going forward, if this happens in the rest of the round of 16, going forward, will people say, do we get the same benefit? If anything, it should lead to an appeals process. Like, I hope that this doesn't happen again where you can't appeal a situation like this. But it does feel bizarre. It hasn't happened before. And, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody got a long stay in Maui after the World Cup.
That's what I was going to say. You got to wonder.
To reset after the World Cup, that could happen.
The text machine is 772-774-5254. One person writes, I enjoyed Myron's take on Brazil and Norway. Since we're playing Belgium, what is his take on Belgium? Have you ever been to Belgium?
Do I look like I've been to Belgium? I haven't been to Belgium. But, I mean, there's got to be more than waffles, right?
So you I've been to Belgium. I've been to Brussels. I will say this, and I don't say this to be mean to the people.
Is that Brussels sprouts? No, that's not them, is it? Is that different? Are they Brussels sprouts? Is Brussels sprouts? I'm asking.
No, Brussels is not Brussels sprouts. Brussels
I thought
is
they
a
made
city.
Them up.
They have no connection to the vegetable of Brussels sprouts.
I didn't know. Because if they had Brussels sprouts, I'd give them credit because those are good.
So Brussels I've been to, and I don't say this to be mean to the people of Belgium. So I think Brussels is my least favorite city that I've ever been to in the world. It is ugly. It's the home of the European Union. It's ugly. The only thing in it is a statue of a person urinating. That's the only thing that was in the city that people care about. And now I've heard the rest of Belgium, like Ghent and Bruges, is actually very nice, but I have not been there. I did not like Brussels.
We do have an update.
What?
The wild forms of cabbage date back further. The specific Brussels sprouts we recognize today was likely cultivated in Belgium around the 13th to 16th centuries.
Look at me. Look at me. On this show, I have spent a decade being told, Myron, what are you talking about? Why would Brussels sprouts ever come from Brussels? I just get put down and rejected and told I'm wrong. And here I am. I was 100,000% right about Brussels sprouts. I'm here to teach people, and you all are just treat me like the dude on the corner with conspiracy theories, and I'm actually trying to educate. Brussels sprouts are coming from Belgium. Play the applause music. Play some applause music, please, because I deserve a round of applause for that, I believe. Nobody played. See, that's the kind of show we're going to have on the Daily Show. It's how late is that?
I will say this.
You didn't really know it.
Guys, I don't have these saved, okay? I have to go search for them. Really give me grace.
Matt Jones, I was 100%
I hate that I was wrong about that, because that seemed to me to be the stupidest thing I'd ever heard when you said that. And then it ended up being correct. I do not like taking the L on that one, but I do. And now, all of our listeners, when you have Brussels sprouts, you will be able to say, these come from Belgium, thanks to Myron Metcalf.
Thanks to Myron. I just told you about the origins of Brussels sprouts.
All right. Well, I hate Brussels sprouts, so even more reason to beat Belgium tomorrow night.
Who knew?
Matt Myron, we'll do some picks. Breaking news, Balogun is back for America. This is Matt Myron.
Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN Radio. Heated rivals face off in Los Angeles. The MLB leading Dodgers face Manny Machado and the San Diego Padres.
Grand slam for Manny Machado!
The coverage begins at 6:30 Eastern with first pitch at 7:20 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
FanDuel in partnership with Oaklawn Sports is now available here in the state of Arkansas and on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer. FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans, because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore. But FanDuel Super Sub, if your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with the substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by D3 Auto Sales, Arkansas's number one independent used car dealership, specializing in level and lifted trucks. D3AutoSales.com.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We wanted to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind of service, you're saving money too. With your Family Market Rewards Card, you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps as well. And be sure to take advantage of Big Mondays. That's where mid-grade gas is the price of regular and premium is the price of mid-grade. That's real savings every single week. And all of this can only be found at Family Market, serving communities in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And remember, if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, just look right over there. One's coming.
This is Trey Schapp. Tune in each Friday morning at 5:30 right here on The Buzz as I bring you From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Game time or play time? We're here all the time.
I wish you had more time.
103.7 The Buzz, KABZ Little Rock.
You are, and we welcome all of you. Make that most of you on 103.7 The Buzz.
ESPN Radio playing the American song, which I still say it was up to me.
Yeah.
Party in the USA.
If that should be the song?
Well, after we win. See, part of why I don't like this is we're in a celebratory mode after the game, and then you play a slow song. Can you imagine all the players singing Party in the USA? Like, Party in the USA makes everyone happy. Who doesn't like Party in the USA?
Like Miley Cyrus?
I don't think everybody knows all the words.
I don't think everybody knows all the words of that song.
But we know the chorus. You guys, a party in the USA.
That's three words.
I know most people know that.
Playing my song. Beep-a-deep-bop.
I feel like internationally, I've heard that this song is the one that people just know.
I know, but this isn't about international. It's about America, because we're celebrating. They don't need to know our song. It's just we need to know our song. And I think more people know the words to Party in the USA than Country Roads.
See, you're making that up. That's not true.
I mean, I don't believe. This is you the first count song Myron sung along to all
How
day.
Long has Miley Cyrus' song been out? 10 years or something like that?
2009.
No, a Country Road came out when?
But do you think 25-year-olds and under are singing Country Roads outside of West Virginia?
Yes.
Yeah, because they know it from their parents and other generations.
And there 100%. Was a video game a couple years ago it was in the trailer for, and it made like a resurgence.
I can't believe you think more people know the lyrics to Party in the
Not
USA.
Not all of them, but they know the chorus. Who doesn't know Put Your Hands Up, Play My Song?
Is that how it goes?
Yeah, like Country Road, take me. If you you know got 1,000 people.
You all have no culture. This is the problem with it. This is the problem with this show. Is that you guys don't, that you guys don't, aren't out
so
there.
So culture
amongst.
Is Miley Cyrus? Is that, that's culture?
That's Here culture. We go. Come on. Now imagine we win and all the players are going right in my hips like, yeah.
Do you know the lyrics?
No, but that's not the point. The point is I know the emphasis.
You just said Sorry. More people know Party in the USA versus Country Road, and you don't know. Why don't you work on knowing the lyrics, and then you can make a decision from there?
It's time to take your pick.
Take your pick.
You take your pick. It's time to take your pick with Matt.
All right, what's up first, Renee?
All right, first, we've got the Baltimore Orioles taking on the Cincinnati Reds at 105 Eastern. Kyle Bradish going up against Nick Lodolo. Orioles favored in this matchup, Matt Jones.
The Reds stink. I mean, they stink. They're the worst team. Every time I go, I have season tickets. It's just like going and sweating and being sad. They are awful. All of them except Chase Burns, Sal Stewart, and Ellie De La Cruz. All of them should be traded to the minors. They stink. The manager stinks. The GM stinks. The whole team stinks, Myron, so I'll take the Orioles.
Man, that's the first time I've heard you this negative about the Reds. In a
well, they just stink. They have the worst record. They have the worst record since May 1st. Like, they were good at the beginning of the year. Now they're terrible. They just depress me. They don't ever get a hit. They stink.
I've never.
I mean, it's funny that the Orioles went from, like, feel-good turnaround maybe to, like, terrible, irrelevant. But yet they're still going to win this game.
Yes. Who's next?
We've got the Minnesota Twins going up against their kryptonite, the New York Yankees, at Yankee Stadium, 135. First pitch, Joe Ryan against Ryan Weathers. The Yankees favored in this one, Myron.
Let me just tell you all something. I don't care if it's 2026. I don't care if you take a time machine and go back 25 years or go into the future 30 years. The Twins don't beat the Yankees. If you see Twins Yankees, bet the Yankees every time. Because it's just,
is that right?
It's just
I didn't
one
know
of
that.
Those things.
Oh,
just
they Jace.
One of those Day. Things. They just don't. And the Twins have been great. I mean, Byron Buxton, all-star. Shout out to him. But they don't beat the Yankees. And that's all not right. going
to
change.
Well, with that, I have to pick the Yankees. What's next?
I said it. It's funny. I said it yesterday. If the Yankees played the Twins 162 times a year, they would win 130 of them. That's how
they don't
one-sided.
Beat. They don't beat yeah. the Yankees.
We've got the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs from Wrigley Field, 230. First pitch, Matthew Liberatore against Javier Assad. Cubs favored in this one, Matt Jones.
I mean, I'll take the Cubs. The fog has rolled out, so it should be a beautiful day. Cardinals are not better than people thought. They thought they were going to be terrible, but they've actually played all right, but I will take the Cubs. What do you got, Myron?
I don't buy the Cubs. Didn't the Cardinals put up a lot of runs the other night? I mean, I think the Cubs are a bit fraudulent. I think the Cardinals win this one.
By the way, we got to pick the soccer here, right? Not just the
Yo, yes, absolutely.
Games.
I'm finishing with those. I'm finishing right. with those. Don't you worry. The San Diego Padres taking on the Los Angeles Dodgers. That's our matchup here on ESPN Radio tonight, Sunday Night Baseball. J.P. Sears against Emmett Sheehan. Dodgers favorite in this one, Myron.
I'll always bet against the the Dodgers, because I don't think they're the best team in baseball. I think that would be your Milwaukee Brewers, who don't get the credit and the spotlight they deserve. And they didn't manufacture a team the way that L.A. did. So I picked the Dodgers to lose.
It would be a fun game to play. Is this a starting pitcher in today's game, or is this a made-up plumber that lives in Lexington? Because when you say these people's names, I've never heard of any of them. Like, who did you say were the starting pitchers today?
For the Dodgers and Padres, it's J.P. Sears and Emmett Sheehan.
J.P. and Emmett came and fixed my house this week.
Those are the guys that dropped off the mattress this morning.
J.P. and Emmett dropped off the mattress this morning. They are not pitching for the Dodgers and the Padres.
It's terrible.
Well, they're pitching. You didn't tip them this morning, so that's why they're pitching.
So they have to pitch tonight.
They have to go pitch.
What's next?
All right, let's move on to the World Cup. We have the first matchup, Brazil against Norway at New York, New Jersey Stadium.
That's going to be an amazing event.
Brazil, I mean, favored in this one.
I would love to transport. I mean, I don't want to have to deal with New Jersey transit and the $80 to get to the game. But if you could somehow drop me off at the game, I would love to be there. It's going to be awesome. You know, Norway's got more of a fighting show. This is not the Brazil team of our youth where we just think they're going to run by everybody. Nevertheless, though, I will take Brazil. But this, don't be shocked if Norway's in this game, because this is not the Brazil people think, Myron.
I was in L.A. and I was watching Brazil-Japan with some Brazil fans. I've never seen more passion for a team in any sport than these Brazil soccer fans had for their team. And so now I feel like I'm kind of one of them, being there, being around them.
Yeah,
I think they beat Norway in this match.
Also, Brazil had that one guy whose name was just Fred, and that forever made them a team I like. You just have a dude and his name just Fred. Nothing else, nothing exciting. I just go by Fred. What's next?
All right, last one. Mexico, England, 8:00, Estadio Azteca, Ciudad de Mexico. England favored in this one. What will happen?
I mean, this is going to be an awesome environment. Alejandro's right. Just, like, be there for the national anthem and just watch. It's going to be a beautiful sporting sight. I'm going to take Mexico with the home crowd and everybody into it. Give me Mexico. What do you got, Meyer?
I'm torn. I went to a Mexican watch party, the other week, and then on the plane I was watching the match with a guy from England sitting next to me, and we were having a great conversation. So, but I think the home field advantage has to matter here. Give me Mexico to win on penalty kicks.
Just no matter what you're doing tonight, watch the pregame and the postgame of this. It's going to be amazing. Myron, we'll have one more left on Sunday
before
we move to the daily shows. Thank you all very much. This has been Matt Myron on ESPN Radio.
Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN Radio. Heated rivals face off in Los Angeles. The MLB leading Dodgers face Manny Machado and the San Diego Padres.
Grand slam for Manny Machado!
Coverage begins at 6:30 Eastern, with first pitch at 7:20 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
David and Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
Hey, it's David Bowser for my good friends at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool and Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, house. And they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Bonquist Hill Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professionals at Luxury Pool and Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool and Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool and Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer, they are the best. Live a life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com.
I'm Alan LeVar. For 30 years, my team and I have helped injury victims across Arkansas. So when you hear, hurt in a car, call LeVar, here's what that really means. You talk to real lawyers who know Arkansas, not a call center. We deal with the insurance company, so you don't have to. And if you can't come to us, I'll come to you. Your consultation is always free and confidential, and there's no fee unless we win. Hurt in a car, call LeVar. Arkansas strong for 30 years and ready when you need us.
LeVar Law, injury and accident lawyers. Arkansas built, Arkansas trusted. Tune into The Zone each week when Susan Erin Prowse shares her keys to the weekend music events calendar. Brought to you by Willie D's and Big Red Dog Productions. Big Red Dog Productions is your gateway to music excellence in Central Arkansas and beyond. Visit entertainersguide.com to see the weekly calendar and submit your shows.
World champion of what?
103.7 The Buzz. Your world champions of sports radio.
Don't get me wrong.
KABZ.
103.7TheBuzz.com. Get your iPhone or Droid app today and take us with you everywhere the wind blows. KABZ Little Rock.
This is SportsCenter.